Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, this grain market today just seemed like it was stuck on goal and just never wanted to go anywhere. It just kind of just stayed right close to unchanged.
Yeah, just lack of news and the continued uncertainty over the virus in China keeps things at bay. We did see wheat have a fairly decent close there. Kansas City was up 6, Chicago up 4 to 4 and 3 quarters, and Minneapolis up 3, 3 and a half. So a little of improvement there, but like I said, the rest of the players there, soybeans down a half, corn down a penny and a half. So lack of news too. We did see the Canadian grain stocks this morning, and there are no surprises there. Wheat stocks a little bigger than it was expected, canola a little bit lower, but that coincides with their acreage from this last year. Barley stocks were a little bit of a shock on the low side, but again, they're feeding a lot of poor quality wheat and barley up there as feed grains, and that's going to disappear. So otherwise, palm oil kind of helped the beans and canola market out today. The palm oil inventories are at a three-year low at 1.76 million metric ton versus a little over 2 million in December. So the palm oil was going up for a reason. We did have a pretty sharp correction when the coronavirus showed up, but we did see a little bounce in that today.
Sure. Livestock side, though, that a tough. Actually, it's been a tough couple of weeks, 10 days, the way it looks.
Yeah, you know, the hogs just can't get anything going. No reports of large Chinese purchases yet. And the cattle chop around in a narrow range. Looks like the cash cattle is still going to be in that 123, 124 for lives. We're sitting at 120.75 on the futures. So Delta will be in the deliveries under that scenario. And the feeder cattle kind of followed the live cattle down also today, down $1.75 to $1.80 there. So meats look a little bit heavy here. But again, lack of news there. Boxes are a little under pressure in the box beef, but demand is a little soft here for the next month or so.
Anything else we should be talking about or aware of here?
The energy market had a good bounce here, too. Maybe that helped the grains a little bit. Crude's up $1.15, was up $1.50, $1.80 at one time. And the products were pretty good. We did see heating oil, I don't know, drop down to the lowest level in a year or two. So if you got diesel needs to fill here, it probably wouldn't hurt maybe laying some fuel in here at these prices.
All right, very good. Thank you much.
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.